What is a shibari?
Oh, that's supposed to be a surprise to newlyweds when they pound on drums and tin cans and supposedly get them out of bed. And like some of these guys around here, they went in, packed their bed and all out and dumped them in the lawn and then raise hell and get drunk.
Do they call them anything else?
Not that I know of.
Okay. What do you call, it's an instrument and you blow into it?
That's Jesus' old harp, I guess.
Okay. Have you heard it called anything else?
Mouth organ, I think.
And when you're playing one of those, you're making what?
Noises.
And those noises are sometimes called, like when you put on a record, you're listening to
music, but
yeah.
Notes, I guess, on each one of them.
How about when children are playing, they sometimes get a long board and they go up and down?
Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill?
Tutor daughter. Excuse me.
No, that's fine.
Kiki. Oh, we've got my feet stretched across the other side of the table.
That's okay. When you have a turkey at Thanksgiving time, there's a...
That's pretty sad for the turkey.
Yeah, it is. But there's one bone that the kids like to...
Oh, the wishbone.
And which side wins?
One gets the biggest piece, I guess. Okay. But that never comes out true.
I know, unfortunately. When there are two kids going together, there's a boyfriend and a...
And his girl.
Okay. What are some of your local parties or fairs?
Well, they have Kremling Day and they have the fair, Middle Park Fair. And off and on they just have Ropens, Team Ben, and that's a big thing now. And during the fair, they have what they call the rodeo. I guess that's what I would think of.
Were you ever involved in any rodeos?
I never was. My brother was bronc riders, but I wasn't.
So the only rodeo you have is that one during the fair?
Oh, no. They're scattered all over the country. And there's going people. Since they got horse trailers, they've traveled a lot of them.
You've been telling a lot of jokes during this interview, and so I think that you have a good sense of...
Nonsense.
No, not even.
Humor, I guess.
Yeah. What do they call a boy who takes a girl to a dance?
Lucky, I guess.
Have you heard him called an escort?
Oh, I thought that was just when he was in trouble or something.
Oh.
Escort her out to the car when there's a bunch of drunks out there.
Oh, I see. When women wear makeup, they put something right here on their cheeks. Do you know what that's called?
Rouge, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, I meant to ask you this earlier. When you're talking about dude ranches, what is a dude?
A dude, theoretically, is a person from back east that wants to come out and enjoy a little western atmosphere. And most of they're not supposed to know much about horses, but any more they come out here and know more about horses than I do.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, they're getting that one of those western horsemen, this fellow from some part of the state, and I can't remember where, is a captain on a ship, and he gets around the country quite a bit. And in England, they're studying Western history. They're